He was too young for me. I knew that the second he smiled. That cocky, careless kind of smile that said he'd never been told no long enough to believe it. But the way he looked at me, God, it had nothing to do with my age. He looked at me like I was the only thing in the room worth eating. Slowly. Like he was already imagining how I'd sound with his fingers buried deep and his name caught in my throat. And I'd let him. Worse, I wanted him to. So I invited him in. I let that boy crawl up into the quiet places I forgot needed touching. He'd slip his hand between my thighs. Like he already lived there. Like he already had a key. But what shocked me was the way he moved. Not like a boy. Not rushed. A little greedy, of course, but sure. Like someone who'd been hungry a long time. But never found the right meal to satisfy his appetite. He fingered through me like an encyclopedia. Like my skin could answer questions he didn't even know how to ask yet. Like he was reading me in Braille. Lips on my neck. Fingers in me. Eyes locked on mine. The perfect student watching. Wanting, no. Needing to see the exact moment I broke. I didn't expect him to care, but he did. He made it his mission to know everything. How I liked my coffee. My tea. Which part of my body tensed first when I was close? What words made me moan? And which ones made me whisper, please? He didn't fuck me like I was a secret. He made love to me. Like I was a goddamn experience. And every time he finished, he'd lay there, still inside me, thumb drawing lazy circles on my lips like he couldn't stand the idea of not being in me. And now? Now I can't let anyone else touch me without comparing. Without missing the way he'd press two fingers in and say, there she is. Like he was calling my soul to the surface. Like he knew exactly how to ruin me from the inside out. So yeah, he ruined me. Not with lies. Not with games, just with care, with intention, with the kind of slow, thorough attention that doesn't fade, the kind that stains. He didn't break my heart. He grew in it. He took up space, rearranged the furniture, rearranged me. I knew what it was, what it should have been. A fling, a pretty little detour. Something warm to remember on cold nights with too much wine. But now, I crave a kind of touch most men don't even know how to offer. I got fucked by a boy with a grown man hunger, and I haven't been right since.